Welcome to the Tilted Vortex Podcast, a discussion of board games, video games, new technologies, TV shows, movies, and anything else a geek would be interested in.
Hey, welcome everyone to Season 4, Episode 8, the final in our series of Summer 2017 movie previews. We're going to talk about August and September this time. I'm Steve.
I'm Rob.
And this is our episode about August and September 2017 movies. The first we want to talk about for August is a movie called The Dark Tower.
Yeah, so The Dark Tower is apparently a Stephen King book that you may or may not have read. It's a really dark fantasy. Apparently some guy is in search of this man in black in this desert area. The man in black actually is played by Matthew McConaughey. And the guy who's searching for him is played by Idris Elba. I probably pronounced it wrong, but he's most famous for people probably watched him, at least who listened to the Vortex. In the Thor movies, he plays as kind of the gatekeeper guy with all the golden armor. I'm forgetting the character's name off the top of my head, but very well-known actor. So he's in search of Matthew McConaughey's character, and this also this Dark Tower. I don't know much about the Dark Tower book, personally. But apparently, it's more of a dark fantasy than it is a horror.
Right.
It's old. So that's interesting.
It's an old west themed type stuff.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. This is the old west in terms of two. So sounds interesting. I know the book, apparently, from what I've heard from people who have read it, is very, very complicated, and they're very unsure how it's going to transition to movie.
Although so. Stephen King did. Also do a graphic novel series on it too, so
also maybe that's what it's based off more of. So
yep, so that should be good. A lot of Stephen King things, looking forward to that. Other August movie of mention, and this is not a new movie but a re-release of Terminator 2 in 3D.
Yeah, I think this is a money grab.
I don't know how many weeks it's going to be out for. It might be just be a week, you know, one of those kind of week-long things.
Don't get me wrong, Terminator 2 is a fantastic movie. It's just like, why can't you just put this out on, like, HD, 4K, 3D, Blu-ray, right?
Well, I'm sure it will be shortly after, but...
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I considered it a money grab, but whatever.
So there wasn't much else that I could find in August that was worth mentioning.
No, August is a terrible month. It usually is, unfortunately.
So it's a good time to go away and do other things.
Or see movies that you haven't seen in, you know, June, July that are still in the theaters. So I don't think they'll be pushed out, because much in August won't be pushing it out. So if you haven't seen those big blockbusters in June, July, maybe they're still out this time. You can go and catch them, you know, when they're not so crowded.
Good point. And to wrap up the summer is a few movies in September that we'd like to mention. The first of which is Renegades.
Yeah, so this apparently some Navy SEALs, they find treasure underwater in Bosnia. I don't know where they got those three plot points.
Well, to fill it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course, all good movies in Bosnia have to do with Nazis. And during World War II, the Nazis did something where they hid their gold underwater. And so for more than 50 years, the water has been, the treasure has been hidden. And so the way I like to describe this is basically a modern day Kelly's Heroes, because there's a bunch of quote unquote renegades that are going to go in and get the gold.
Oh, great. I kind of have to watch this disaster of a movie, so we'll see how it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a movie of some action and some one-liners, and it's...
Well, there's nothing else really much in September, as you'll see going forward, but at least for me. So maybe it'll be interesting movie to watch in the late summer.
Yep. One highly anticipated movie for a lot of Stephen King fans is the movie It.
Yeah, so this is a redo, right? There was an It movie before, and I guess they're remaking it, and everyone's been flipping out because the trailer looks so good. And
yep.
What have you. Again, I'm not more into the horror. That's why the Dark Tower was more interesting. It seemed kind of almost like a Westworld meets kind of a dark fantasy, whereas this is like, it's more of a straight horror.
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
So,
but even like Stephen King, who doesn't like most of the movies of his books, he actually has positive things to say about this one. So
yeah, so we'll see.
Another movie that's more for the kiddos is the Lego Ninjago movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know, I've seen the Lego, you know, I'm a big Lego fan. I've seen the Ninjago series of Legos, right?
Right.
Just like they have all different series like Star Wars and Batman and what have you. But is Ninjago really that popular? You know, has Bruiser commented on this at all in terms of, because he's been a Lego fan in the past.
Well, Ninjago's been a popular series of Lego that's been out for many, probably at least 5 years now. Yeah. And there is a whole story behind it, and I think there's even some like short stories about it to give to give it all backstory to it. And so this kind of like brings that all to life. It's probably one of their more popular non-licensed stories, like, you know, like the Batman and the Lord of the Rings and all that other stuff they've done.
And Star Wars and all the stuff.
It's kind of like one of their own stories.
I'm sure. I'm sure a lot of people will go. I mean, you'll probably bring Bruiser to see this, right?
He's kind of like over the whole Ninjago thing now. We went to see Batman because he's more of a Batman fan.
Yeah,
and that's why we went, and it was entertaining, yeah, as most of the Lego things are, whether it's the games or the movies. But yeah, I'm not quite sure we'll go to see it, but I'm sure it'll, like you said, I'm sure it'll make a bunch of money.
Okay, and lastly, to wrap up September, is The Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Yeah, so this is the second in the series of The Kingsman.
Yeah, so The Kingsman was kind of like this over the top. Multiple agents with all these secret weapons and skills and stuff. Do we need another secret agent type movie, like series out there? Like, really, there's a ton of them. I think we even mentioned some on the in our previews over the summer here. Like, I don't know, was The Kingsman that popular that it deserved a sequel? What are your thoughts?
I unfortunately didn't see the first one, so I can't really comment on whether it needs a second one or not. So,
yeah.
Take that for what it is.
I don't think it was that popular. I mean, it did well, but they probably didn't put it. See, it probably was one of those things where they didn't put much money into it, right?
Right, right.
They did much better than they thought they did. So now they're like, hey, let's throw triple the amount of money in and make a sequel that's going to bomb.
Right.
So that's my prediction. And also, The Golden Circle.
Yeah, that could mean a lot of different things.
But if you're into the, yeah, exactly. If you're into these type of movies. You know, that type of movie where, you know, I wouldn't say it's on the Bourne level in terms of, like,
right,
what have you. It's like an over-the-top, action-y, secret agent flick. In September, where there's not much movies, go and see it.
Sounds good. So that kind of wraps up September. I know there wasn't much in August, September that most of you will be excited about. There wasn't really much for us either, but we felt it was worthy to mention. The two highlights probably being Dark Tower and It. So go check those out. Thanks for listening, and
One thing, if you like these videos, you know, we're thinking about doing maybe a fall winter type preview as well, which we haven't done before, but you know, those October, November, December to January movies. You know, Christmas time and late fall can be popular for movies in November and December, for really building up as a movie time for big blockbusters, Star Wars movies, things of that nature. So you know, we might be thinking about doing a recording in the late summer for that time period. You know, as people have liked these summer movie previews, so check. Hopefully, we'll be doing that, and you can check that out. But hopefully, you've enjoyed these previews.
All right, yeah, and that's pretty much says it all. So, thanks for listening. This is Steve.
This is Rob.
Take care.
Bye bye. Thank you for listening to the Tilted Vortex podcast. You can find more great information at tiltedvortex.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/tiltedvortex and on Twitter, follow us at Tilted Vortex. We hope you join us next time on the Tilted Vortex podcast. Our theme music provided by podcastthemes.com.